Have you ever been involved in a project that you just felt like quitting? Or what about the time when you were working hard on a job and someone just came alongside of you and they took away all of your strength and encouragement? What then? Where do you turn? A marathon runner must keep his focus during the entire race. He must know at certain points during the race when to pick it up and when to ease off. He must allow his body and mind time to catch up with one another. If he goes out too fast, then he would not have enough strength in the end to complete that race. He must practice endurance. He must know his body well. He should train daily to remove the excess baggage that he's carrying with him so that when the time comes, it will not hold him down. He must keep his focus. The Christian runner must do the same thing as well. He must strip off the weight of sin that hampers his progress. He must practice daily in order to become patient and to build up his endurance, because this is a race for life, one that will last a long time. So keep your focus. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. The enemy will try his best to steal your focus. He will do anything to discourage you and make you feel like quitting. He will tell you that you're not good enough and it's not worth it. That thing that you're trying to accomplish, well, it's just a waste of your time. Quit while you're ahead. But that's his trick. He plays with your mind. Each year at this time, countless numbers of families go into deep depression because of the pressure that this season brings. The enemy knows that, and he knows that you want to do your best to provide for your family, but he somehow steals your joy. Focus on your purpose and not the problem, because it's the joy of the cross that helps us to overcome. We must be able to resist temptation even to the point of blood. This is the picture of Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross. He struggled against temptation to choose some other way than the cross. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. But Jesus endured all the way to the cross. He kept his focus. We must remember to stand strong and be determined and focus on what's important. The great Christian race requires us to have endurance, because you will be running for a long time, and if you go out too fast, somewhere down the line you will die out. You must be able to stand strong and keep your central point on the cross. No matter what is going on around you, stay determined, keep your focus on Jesus Christ, and remember the power, that redemption that he gives you. Remind yourself repeatedly if you have to. Whatever is necessary, stay focused upon the cross. Make time for God, not just one day, but every day. Put some effort in meeting him at a place where it's just you and him. Then block out all distractions. Read and reflect on the goodness of the Lord, then hand all your worries and problems over to him. Keep your focus. The Bible tells us to rejoice in hope and have patience in tribulation and continue in prayer. There will be plenty of times when you face opposition, and you will most surely face hardships and suffering, but don't worry, because you can face each of them with steadfast determination needed to complete the race. Stay focused. Each of us must know what entangles us, what traps us. We must ask ourselves, what are the sins that keeps us trapped? Is it pleasure or indulgence? Does your tongue get in the way, hampering your progress, always lashing out at people all the time? What about your flesh, as it lusts for worldly things? And how does your friends and family play a part in your Christian life? Are they a distraction from you, causing you to spend more time with them than with God? The Christian runner must do just what an Olympic runner does. He must strain to remove the excess weight that he carries. He must look forward and let go of his past, because the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus is ahead. Perfection is in Jesus Christ, and one day we all hope to obtain it. Keep your focus. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Keeping your eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith. For the joy that lay before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. One love, 5 Minutes.